Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a new FKT website, Barkley results, and what 14ers record Andrew Hamilton got this time. After reporting on Mike Foote's skiing vertical record last week, we had a viewer comment that the Foote record was set this past October by Andrea Dupri. He ascended 20,600 meters, or a total of 67,585 feet in 24 hours. Holy crap, dude, that is quite unbelievable. He set the record with 32 laps of the 650 meter climb of Monte de Mezzacorona. I just don't even know how that's possible. If you're in the mood to watch myself and Skylar Hall get sick on Easter candy in a new Mountain Outpost episode, check out the Easter Basket Hill Climb, now available on this very YouTube channel. I'm thinking I'm still in a sugar coma 3 weeks later. The infamous FKT website has a new look and design. The website was a longtime Pro Boards build, featuring an online forum for keeping track of fastest known times on routes for over 10 years. The site was created and maintained by Peter Backwin, who alongside Buzz Burrell helped popularize the term. They set the FKT on the John Muir Trail in 2000 and helped make the term a household name with endurance enthusiasts worldwide. Backwin also was the first to do a double hard rock. You can now search FKTs all over the world on their site and submit times and missing routes if you so desire. It's pretty cool, check it out. Perusing the new site, we see a handful of new records were just set in the past week. First off, Andrew Hamilton, who at this point is basically king of the Colorado 14ers. He became the first person to ever climb all 58 Colorado 14ers in a single winter season. He accomplished the feat in 84 days, 13 hours, 57 minutes. He, of course, did this in part by completing the Snowlands route earlier this winter as well. Also producing an FKT this month was 15th Barkley finisher, John Kelly, who ran the Scar route in Tennessee/North Carolina in 15 hours, 31 minutes, 37 seconds. The Smokies Challenge Adventure Run traverses over 70 miles along the Appalachian Trail, or AT. Ryan Sands and Rhino Griesel completed their version of the Great Himalayan Trail, or GHT, following a modified cultural route with parts of the high route, bettering Andrew Porter's time down to 24 days, 4 hours, 24 minutes. Barkley took place this past weekend in Frozen Head State Park under some brutal conditions, and as a result, we saw some of the worst results by the collective participants since 2006, when there were zero fun run finishers. This year saw just one, with Gary Robbins completing three laps in 36 hours, 12 minutes. He missed the 36-hour cutoff to continue to Loop 4. Torrential rain and dense fog wore down the field on Loop 2 through the night, leaving devastation in its wake. Laz was reportedly pleased. We also have this exclusive clip shot by our very own in-the-field correspondent, Jam Jam, of Laz's taunting of Gary Robbins. Laz placed a book titled 6 Seconds on course this year, and here's Gary's reaction upon finding the book.
6 Seconds is the name of the cup. It's called 6 Seconds!
Of course, Gary missed last year's by 6 seconds. Just brutal. In other Laz news, LazCon is coming up soon with a projected start date of May 10th. He'll travel from Newport, Rhode Island to Newport, Oregon, traveling west just as the pioneers did. We'll have updates as he makes his way across this great nation this summer. In other ultra results from the weekend, the historic Crown King Scramble took place this past weekend in Arizona. The classic point-to-point 50-kilometer course starts in the desert and finishes in the pines at a 100-year-old Crown King Saloon. Zach Bitter made it 2 for 2 in successive weekends in Arizona with a win at his first Crown King Scramble in 4 hours 10 minutes, followed by his win at last weekend's Mesquite Canyon. He was just 3 minutes ahead of two-time winner Art DeGraw. In third place overall and first female with the third fastest all time was Kelly Wolf in 4 hours 38 minutes. Second female was Lauren Curry 12 minutes back. A staggering 98% of starters finished the race. The Iditarod 1,000-mile event is now over for 2018, and there were two finishers in the Foote division. Winner of the race was Pete Ripmaster in 26 days, 13 hours, 44 minutes. It's roughly 38 miles per day. If you've thought of doing this race, and I know I surely have not, listen to this description from Pete waking up one morning out on the trail. He had a fresh foot of snow over his sleeping bag, and wolves were howling nearby. When you wake up and you can't undo the sleeping bag zipper because it's frozen and you're dug in like a coffin, you have claustrophobia and you have diarrhea. And hear all these wolves howling. It's madness. Pfft, wow. No thanks. The second and only other finisher was Beat Jagerlerner, who was close behind, finishing in 27 days, 1 hour, 47 minutes, supposedly his fourth finish. That outhouse bill we reported on last week? Yeah, it was flushed down the drain. Thank goodness. Hey, my friends in Rhode Island. And if you see him, say hi to Outhouse Guy. Dakota Jones made a reroute on his bikepacking adventure, opting to leave Northern Arizona's cold headwinds on a bus bound for LA, where he will instead ride up the coast to San Francisco. No worries, Dakota. You're still cool in my book, bro. Rochester Runco is always up to something unique and interesting, and this time they are bringing the plogging craze to the US. They're organizing an environmental scavenger hunt on April 21st, the day before Earth Day, where they will pick up as much litter as possible on a 1 hour run. Not only that, but prizes will go to the teams of 4 to 6 runners who collect the most trash, best social media post, and best plogging outfit, whatever that means. Looking forward to the results, guys. These days, running a marathon or ultramarathon often isn't enough, so we've seen people try to run fast times in costumes or drinking beers and other odd things. Well, here's a new one for you. Joggling. Rick Kwiatkowski broke the 50-mile joggling record, which is running while juggling balls. He ran the 50 in 8 hours, 23 minutes. Don't think I can do that. Just a reminder, you can also now access this show in our audio format on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify. Search for Steep Life Media where you can and subscribe. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or comment for the show, please leave a comment below. If you enjoyed this show, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel. Search for Mountain Outpost over on patreon.com or check out the link below to own this very pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. Have a shitty week. We'll be right back.